A teenage boy with cornrows smirks as he tosses a basketball in the air, then catches it. He glances to the side, where a blonde boy in glasses nods, then looks over to a girl wearing a ponytail. The girl looks back to the boy with cornrows, who dribbles the ball, spins, and passes to the girl.
That's right.
The girl passes it to the bespectacled boy, who dribbles between his legs. Now the boy with cornrows performs a layup, but the ball bounces off the rim. The boy with cornrows leapfrogs over the blonde boy's back. Like Mike. A sign outside the basketball court reads, Chesterfield Group Home Orphanage, established 1928. Now a boy wearing a beanie strides across the blacktop.
Hey, punk.
The boy with cornrows drops his shoulders.
I've been thinking.
You've been thinking? That's a change of pace.
Got a pretty big mouth for someone, so.
Don't say it.
So short?
He ain't short.
I'm not short. I'm just height challenged, that's all.
What's height challenge?
Better than being brain challenged.
Want back the big mouth up of yours and play me one-on-one for your jersey?
Alex, leave him alone.
What's the matter, Calvin?
Don't push Murph, man.
You guys stop this. Calvin, let's just go.
No. Let me handle this.
Exactly how are you going to handle this?
If I say no,
he beats you up.
Okay. But see, if I say yes,
he still beats you up.
And you lose your jersey. Listen. I can take him. I mean, Kobe went back down from no challenge. Allen Iverson went back down from no challenge. And Michael Jordan sure as heck is not backing down from no challenge. And neither is Calvin Cambridge. Excuse me.
Calvin squares up with Ox.
Take a number, Ox, because you're about to be served.
Ox throws off his jacket, then passes Calvin the ball. Calvin pivots, then jumps up and shoots the ball, but Ox bats it out of the air. Inside the group home, Ox pulls Calvin's jersey on.
They just don't make these things for normal-sized people, you know?
That's gotta hurt.
Ox rips the jersey.
Go on ahead and laugh if you want, but you guys won't be laughing when I get 5 new jerseys from the family who's gonna adopt me.
You ain't getting adopted.
Yes, I will, because I have a destiny. All orphans are special. All orphans have destinies.
Oh, yeah, well, maybe in books, but you want to name a real one?
Moses. And Nelson Mandela, and Marilyn Monroe, and Dante Culpepper.
Who plays in the NFL.
They glance at the TV, where an episode of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air plays.
I want a family like that to adopt. Kind of just get them all with each other. That's what I really want.
An adult man turns the TV off.
Kids, let's get to work.
Outside the Staples Center, the orphans approach strangers.
Hi, would you like to buy some candy, man? Hi, what about you?
Fresh candy? $2.
Hey, you guys want to buy some candy?
If you don't buy, I don't eat.
Hey, want some candy? It's
the man from the group home watches from inside a van.
We have some candy, please, Dad.
No, we'll get treats inside. Girls, don't ever give money to a kid like this. It's nothing but a big scam.
The father and daughter walk past Calvin as he heaves his chest. Later, a basketball game plays on a screen outside the arena.
Jonas down low, he's open. Tracy Reynolds, you need to pass the ball.
But Tracy shoots,
and it's nothing but... Rim.
Oh. Knights lose by one.
What was Tracy Reynolds thinking?
No.
On screen, a man yells at a player.
Coach, he's on fire.
Let's go back to work, man.
Go back to work. Nobody buys when we lose, Murph.
Now people file out of the Staples Center as cars leave the parking lot.
Man, you didn't even sell half your candy. We lose our TV privileges again.
Isn't that Coach Wagner?
Maybe so.
Stay right here. I'll be right back.
Calvin approaches a convertible as the man from the screen gets into the driver's seat.
Hey, Coach. Bet you can use some candy as in that one. Tough loss.
You've seen it up close.
You had it won. You diagrammed the perfect play. Sure, Henderson didn't set the low pick, but why didn't Tracy pass the ball?
Son, that is one for the ages.
Calvin nods.
Hey, wait a minute. It's 10 o'clock. It's a school night. Do your parents know you're out this late?
I'm an orphan. And I'm out here selling candy so that I can raise money for the group home.
Oh.
Coach Wagner pulls out his wallet.
Listen, how about this, get me a chocolate bar?
He holds out a $20 bill, and Calvin takes it, then turns it over in his hand with a smile. Calvin reaches into his box. His smile fades as he looks up to the coach.
No. I can't charge you, coach. I don't even know if the money really goes to the group home.
What's your name, son?
My name is Calvin. Calvin Cambridge.
Calvin, have you ever seen the Knights play in the arena?
No, sir.
Wow. Since you won't take my money, how about if I get you some tickets for Sunday's game?
Really?
You can pick them up at will call.
I will. Thanks, coach. Nice talking to you. Work.
Calvin runs away. Daytime at the group home, a sign above the entrance reads, "Welcome, parents." Inside, adults walk through the orphanage. The adults enter the living room, where Calvin and the older orphans stand in the doorway watching the potential parents approach a young boy.
He's so adorable.
Feeling good about this, y'all. Today's the day I'm gonna get adopted.
You ain't getting adopted. None of us are. I mean, face it, we're like dogs. Parents only want the puppies.
Watching a couple interact with the young boy, Calvin's shoulders fall. Outside, Calvin and his female friend watch other parents and children mingle.
So much for me being special.
Hey, things could change. I mean, your destiny could be right here and you don't even know it.
A nun approaches, carrying a box.
Calvin, where are you going?
Come on!
Off to do that history homework you owe me since yesterday?
Yes, Sister Teresa.
Okay, Murph.
If there is a winter coat here,
that's just right for you. Try it on.
Sister Teresa holds out the coat, and a pair of white sneakers falls out.
Sister Teresa, do you know anything about these shoes right here?
I'm not sure.
Sitting on the ground, Calvin slips on a sneaker and stares at his foot.
That's a perfect fit.
Well, the guy who dropped them off said they used to belong to some famous basketball player when he was a kid.
Which basketball player?
You know, the tall, bald one.
Calvin lifts up the tongue of the other sneaker, revealing the faded, handwritten initials, MJ.
MJ. Murph, Reg.
Come here, look at the shoes. MJ.
MJ.
MJ?
It can't be.
Michael Jordan? Was it Michael Jordan?
Go. Do your homework.
Ox and another boy approach.
It's gotta be. Michael Jordan wore these sneakers, man.
Michael Jordan?
Yeah, I said Michael Jordan. Give them back.
Which could be anybody's. Why don't you just let me take a look at
them? Oh, man, they're his, man.
Yeah, and how do you know they're not?
Because no one ever gives us nothing good. Just abandoned junk that no one wants. Like us.
We're not junk. Well, I want them.
Oh, so yeah? Then go get them.
Ox throws the shoes in the air. In slow motion, the shoes soar over a power line, then the bound laces loop around the cord. The group of orphans stares upward as the shoes dangle from the power line. Calvin watches with an impassive expression. Nighttime, rain pours down on the shoes. In the boys' bedroom, flashes of lightning shine on the walls as Ox, Murph, and the other orphans snooze soundly. A black and white photo of a woman sits on the table next to Murph's bed. Propped up in bed, Calvin stares out the window.
I want those sneakers. Murph. Murph.
Calvin throws a stuffed animal at Murph.
Those socks are right, and they're not MJ's.
They are MJ sneakers. I know they are.
Then we'll get them in the morning.
Not in the morning? Not while Ox is around. Besides, they'll get ruined in the rain. I gotta get them now.
Outside, Calvin, Murph, and Ridge walk across the drenched blacktop. Stopping, they gaze up at the power line.
Well, Calvin, seems like a really great idea.
Now, Murph hoists Calvin up as he climbs onto a tree, then pulls himself up on a branch. Calvin shimmies down the branch as Murph and Ridge glance to one another. He continues down the limb, closing in on the shoes, then slips. Calvin steadies himself, then stands up on the branch and reaches for the shoes. Batting at a shoe, he loses his balance again. Inside, the headmaster turns over in bed as Calvin wobbles on the branch outside his window, then he lays back down. Outside, Calvin inches closer to the shoes, then grabs one and looks back toward his friends. Reg gulps, and Murph winces as Calvin yanks the shoes off the line. Pulls repeatedly, but the shoes remain stuck on the power line. Lightning strikes the telephone pole, and a bolt of electricity travels down the line, zapping the shoes. Calvin falls to the ground. Calvin clutches the shoes to his chest. He blinks rapidly as Reg and Murph hurry over and kneel beside him. Daytime at the Staples Center, cars pull into the lot. At the will call booth, Calvin receives a stack of tickets.
Hi, the tickets are there just like Coach Baxter said.
I can't believe we're going to see a real NBA game.
Damn, me neither.
How'd you get those tickets?
It was just this.
Tell him, Bittleman.
Ox. You can write on this to Mr. B. But, he missed the game, too.
Ox looks around, then smiles. At the game, a player dunks the basketball. In the stands, Calvin leaps to his feet. Calvin goes to high-five Ox, but Ox fakes him out.
The Knights have one more chance here to chip away at this lead before halftime. They're not shooting well. Open at the wing is Reynolds. He puts it up. Oh, no good. Reynolds misses another shot, and that's the end of the first half. The Minnesota Timberwolves out in front of the Knights by 12. And once again, the Knights did not play very good basketball in the first half.
On the court, a man in a suit scowls up at the scoreboard.
Hey, good half. Good half. Good half. We're in great shape. Great shape. We'll win it back. Yeah. Henderson, attaboy. Permissible to run in this game, incidentally. Yeah. Tmigitsa, Krylov. Tmigitsa. Yeah.
The coach strides past Frank Bernard, the man in the suit.
Tracy Reynolds, hey, what a wizard. You're a magician out there tonight. Small favor.
Oh, no. I don't do halftime shows, man. I'm not some chalupa giveaway.
Hey, those chalupas up attendance by 4,000. You're familiar with Mr. Granger, the man who owns the team. I have a very good relationship with Mr. Granger. He hasn't called me in 4 years. He called this morning, and he's ready to clean house if we don't put some asses in those seats.
Now on the court.
Hello, Los Angeles, and welcome to your halftime show. Tonight, some lucky fan will get the chance to go one-on-one with Tracy Reynolds, the straw that stirs your L.A. Knights.
Yeah, keep up, baby. Yeah.
Check your ticket stubs. If your number is called, come on down. Bring your A-game.
Come on.
Drum roll, please.
A cheerleader spins a raffle ticket cage, and Calvin stares at his ticket stub. Frank Bernard opens the ticket cage. He plunges his hand into the cage and grabs a ticket stub, then holds it up.
I have the winning ticket. Getting excited, Tracy?
Yeah, very excited.
Tracy glowers at the man.
Well, so am I. And here we go. Section 4.
The view travels up to Calvin's section.
Row 14.
Sheet 2. Calvin jumps up.
I've got the ticket.
Come on down. Show us what you got.
No, I got the ticket. Listen, little runner. If you can't score on me, how are you going to get by a night?
Oh, shoot. We're coming. Red coat. Security. Psych.
Calvin runs down the stairs. Reaching the court, he gapes as he walks past the line of cheerleaders.
And here comes our winner now.
He ambles by a cameraman as he gawks around the arena. A screen on the scoreboard shows Calvin strolling across the court with a stunned expression.
this is going to be some contest.
Frank kneels as Calvin approaches.
Well, son, what's your name?
Calvin Cambridge.
Well, Calvin, I'd like you to meet Tracy Reynolds.
Man, this is crazy. This is so cool. Oh, my.
How you doing, little man?
That's Tracy.
Calvin grabs the mic.
I'm playing, Tracy. I can't even say it. I'm so happy I'm playing two times. Wait a minute. Was I supposed to do that? Man, this is kind of loud. Hey, stand up. Can you hear me? Murph, stand up.
Calvin!
I can't hear you. I still can't hear you. Jump up and down like a rabbit or something.
The crowd is eating this up. Don't embarrass the kid. Let him score twice.
Once.
Rich,
twice.
Once.
Hey, Murph, we gotta get one of these. I gotta
okay.
do this one.
Okay, Calvin. Very good. Now you're gonna have 60 seconds, okay? Let's get the show on the road.
All right. You ready, little man?
Hey, kid, tie your shoe.
Thank you, sir. We like our players to be loose, not their laces.
Calvin kneels as he ties the laces to the white sneakers, then glances up.
Make me like Mike.
He gets to his feet.
Okay. Go!
The scoreboard counts down from 1 minute.
All right. Good luck to you, all right? Here we go.
Tracy passes Calvin the ball, then holds his head.
Ah, you like that? This is what I play.
Oh, okay.
Got that?
Calvin darts around Tracy, then completes a layup.
Very nice. Calvin has just won himself an LA Knight sweatshirt.
Outside the stadium.
Chessmaster 2000, would you like to play a game?
And we begin.
Pawn to queen 4.
Nice, that was really nice. That was really nice.
Really? Dang.
Calvin heads to the wing, but Tracy blocks him.
Yeah, you know it's like that? Can't go that way either. Come on now.
Tracy like
Reynolds, man. I play D. That's what I mean.
He shoots from the 3-point line and sinks the basket.
How did I do that?
Calvin just won a signed basketball with an impressive 30-footer.
That one was sweet, wasn't it?
Nobody said nothing about this kid embarrassing me out here.
Tracy rips off his jacket.
It's your last shot, little man. Recess is over.
One more shot, and he wins $1,000.
Tracy Reynolds, baby, got what, 9 seconds? Let's do it.
I'm really sorry.
Sorry, little man. Come on, little man. Come on. Come on, what you got? It's my gym, baby.
Calvin tries to maneuver around Tracy, but Tracy blocks him repeatedly. Calvin launches the ball off the backboard, then jumps from the free throw line, catching the rebound and dunking the ball. He dangles from the rim as Murph, Reg, Frank, and spectators gape at him. Outside.
Yes.
On, take, nice.
Ha!
Around the arena, fans and the Los Angeles Knights players continue to stare at Calvin hanging from the hoop as Tracy gawks. In the stands. View sweeps around the arena as the fans cheer and Calvin grins broadly. Tracy looks around at the celebrating crowd with a stunned expression, then puts his hands on his hips. From the stands, Reg and Murph clap and cheer as Ox scowls. Frank stares around the carousing fans in the arena, then his lips curl into a faint smile. Calvin looks down at Tracy.
I guess this will be a bad time for me to ask for your autograph, huh?
In the van, Mr. Bittleman continues his chess game, then Frank strides over.
Hi there. Oh, playing little checkers, I see, huh?
Error. Error.
He's about to win.
So, you're the man I see about Calvin Cambridge?
At the orphanage.
Okay, let me get this straight. You guys want to have Calvin play for the Knights?
Right.
Why?
I've been coaching 35 years. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of.
Well, you didn't see him play at halftime.
The coach looks to Calvin, seated on a couch.
Hey, Coach.
Hi. Again.
Am I going to be a Knight?
Coach Wagner holds out his finger, then leans in to Frank.
He's 4.5 feet tall.
I know. Can you imagine the press we're going to get? Look, Coach, I know attendance is in the crapper, okay? And I'm not averse to using the word gimmick. This is about making money.
I see. And speaking of money...
Yes, money. Mr. Bittleman, I'm prepared to make you an offer of $5,000 for a one-day contract.
Seeing that I'm Calvin's guardian, I do have to make certain that nobody takes advantage of him.
You mean except for you?
Hey, I resent that.
Mr. Bittleman, perhaps an extra $2,500 might help ease your worries?
Bittleman extends his hand.
Deal. I always knew that there was something special about Calvin.
Outside.
I can't believe you're gonna get him playing the NBA.
I still can't believe what happened to me yesterday. Whatever I wanted to do with The Rock, I could do. Whatever I wanted to do on the court, I could do. And there he was. Tracy Reynolds, NBA superstar, and not outplayed him.
Damn, man. Look at that,
elsewhere on the grounds, Ox peers from around a corner, and he watches Murph, Reg, and Calvin gesticulate at one another. Confused expressions cross each of the three friends' faces.
How? That's a good question.
I don't know. All I know is that before I had these... I couldn't play like that if my life depended on it. Murph, hand me that ball.
Ox watches Murph grab the basketball. Calvin dribbles the ball between his legs, then shoots from long range and sinks a shot. Nighttime. Calvin, Reg, and Murph step forward as they crane their necks upward.
Wow. I wish I was going with you.
Me too.
We'll be rooting for you.
Come on, let's go.
Yeah.
They walk across the street toward the Staples Center. Inside, Calvin approaches a set of double doors labeled Knights, then pushes them open and enters a locker room where other players prepare.
Hey, everybody.
The players and staff stare at Calvin.
Hey, Trace. Need to get your notebook out, because the kid is back to school you again.
Your mom.
Hey, Tracy, look, I'm sorry about the other day.
No. Sorry, little man. No need to be sorry, all right? You got lucky. Sorry.
Hey.
A lanky player walks up.
I'm Joe. Just take the locker next to mine.
Frank presents Calvin with a uniform.
Here's your uniform, Calvin. Special ordered. Official shirt, shorts, socks, and sneakers.
But I like my own sneakers.
Ooh, ours aren't good enough for the kid.
No, it's nothing like that. It's just that I play better in mine.
Play? You just have to look good.
He pats Calvin on the shoulder.
What do you mean?
Now Calvin walks into Coach Wagner's office.
Coach, may I please ask you a question?
Sure.
Coach, I have a lot of friends here tonight, and I was just wondering, am I here to play, or am I just here for show?
Coach Wagner purses his lips.
Calvin, I'm gonna be straight with you. You were hired tonight just to increase attendance, not to play.
Man.
But I saw the tape of that halftime show you put on. You got some game. I am honored to have you on my team.
Calvin gives a small smile.
Thanks, Coach.
You bet.
Running his finger along the door, Calvin exits the office. Now on the court. The view glides down a line of basketball players on the bench.
We've got a bigger than usual crowd tonight, and a lot of it is curiosity. The Knights have a brand new player. He's 4'8" Calvin Cambridge, joining us straight from the playground of the Chesterfield Group Home. Reggie, your reaction.
Jeff, this is unprecedented. I can't imagine what the Knights players are thinking. We're just going to have to wait and see what happens.
We're going to find out shortly. Both clubs are taking the court as we get ready for tonight's opening tip.
The tip-off gets batted to the Knights as Calvin watches from the bench. Tracy goes to perform a layup, but the shot gets deflected.
Oh,
David Robinson stops and Calvin waves to him.
Admiral, just wait. Just wait, Admiral!
Now, the scoreboard reads Spurs 58, Knights 46. A Spurs player sinks a basket.
Come on, hey, hey! Coach Wagner of the Knights has seen enough. He wants and gets a timeout.
The teammates huddle up, leaving Calvin excluded. He leaps up, attempting to peer over their backs, then tries to break through the circle. He crawls under the player's legs.
How often is there any play that's going to work for us tonight?
I have an idea.
Oh.
I've been watching. And they're vulnerable from the weak side, especially to a pick set away from the hoop. Why don't we run the give and go?
You mean the give and go?
No, see, they'll be expecting it. Have Tracy feed the ball to Henderson. Henderson's going to feed the ball to Joe. Joe's going to pass back to Tracy as Henderson sets the pick. Tracy's going to take the shot.
Tracy knits his brow.
I like it.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm not going to run some play by some snotty-nosed kid, man.
Damn straight, coach.
Fine. Henderson, you're out. Tracy, you take Henderson's slot. Calvin, you take the shot.
What?
Frank leaps up. Calvin beams, then looks down to his team-issued sneakers and slowly backs out of the huddle. Frank grabs Coach Wagner.
Have you lost your mind?
You said I could play anybody I want.
Yeah, well, I didn't mean him.
Am I the coach or not?
You are, for now.
Can you believe it, Reggie? It looks like the kid's gonna play.
From the stands, Reg and Murph high five.
Welcome for the man they came to see, the little fella, Calvin Cambridge, into the game for the Knights.
Calvin inbounds the ball as Frank looks on skeptically from the crowd. Tracy passes the ball to Calvin, and Calvin passes it back. Tracy returns to pass, and Calvin vaults it right back to him, only to pass it back to Calvin.
Calvin! Run the play!
Calvin passes the ball to Tracy again, and Tracy returns the pass.
What's he doing?
Calvin and Tracy continue to pass the ball back and forth.
Run the play out. Would you just run the play?
Calvin motions for a timeout.
Timeout! Why?
He runs over to the coach.
Why'd you call timeout?
I gotta pee.
He jogs off the court and out of the arena.
He's gotta pee.
Calvin Cambridge is calling for a bathroom break. I guess when you gotta go, Reggie, you gotta go.
Calvin bursts into the locker room and runs over to his cubicle, then rifles through his belongings. On the court, a referee shakes his head and Frank taps his watch. In the locker room, Calvin continues to search through his cubby, throwing towels and clothes out. Then he locates his white sneakers.
Yes!
Now, wearing the sneakers, he runs back out onto the court.
The crowd is roaring. That can mean just one thing. That little guy, Calvin Cambridge, has taken care of business in the locker room. He's back on the court.
He's done.
Calvin grabs the ball from the referee and inbounds it to Tracy. Then Tracy passes it back. Calvin passes the ball to Tracy, who passes to Jode, and Jode hands the ball off to Calvin. In a jump shot, Calvin sinks a basket.
He can play some basketball.
25 seconds counts down on the scoreboard. Now the board reads Knights 81, Spurs 91. A slow motion montage shows Calvin performing a series of stylish layups. The Knights' score ticks from 88 to 90. Now Calvin dunks on the Admiral.
David Robinson, unbelievable. 12 seconds to go, the Knights trail by two, trying to find some way to actually come back and win this thing.
Calvin dribbles the ball at the top of the key, then runs to the wing. He passes the ball to Joe, who passes it back. Then Calvin sinks a three-pointer.
Good! The Knights win!
Reg and Murph embrace as the crowd celebrates. A player hoists Calvin in the air as his teammates gather around him.
Am I a genius or what? Huh? Tell me I'm a genius!
This is the NBA on NBC.
Hannah Storm.
The big story in the NBA, Calvin Cambridge. The 4'8" dynamo has now signed a lucrative contract with the Knights. And no wonder, after he led them to a come-from-behind win over the Spurs with 27 points, the kid was unbelievable.
Did I just see the Admiral saluting him at the end of the game? You know, Cambridge's contract makes him the youngest and the shortest person ever to sign a deal with the NBA. He's lean, he's mean, he's 13.
Yeah, now all the kids are going to be saying, I want to be like Calvin.
Well, I'll guarantee you one thing. This orphan will not be an orphan for long.
In the boys' bedroom.
I can't believe you're going on the road with the Knights.
Can I fit in your suitcase?
Hey, what about me?
Ox glares over at Calvin.
Gentlemen.
Hey, Calvin, this is great. Well, I'm proud of you. Listen, when you're on the road, people might want to adopt you, but you should realize it's only because you're a celebrity now, and they're just after your money. Besides, your contract forbids it.
Oh, wait a minute. Forbids it?
Oh, yeah. Didn't I tell you? I signed your contract as your guardian. So, as long as you're playing for the Knights, that can't change.
Now an airplane soars over the clouds. Inside, Calvin spins on a chair.
Hey, Coach, check this out.
Pretty good.
Tracy loads a self-hypnosis CD into a player.
Welcome to self-hypnosis for the fearful flyer.
Coach Wagner walks up to Tracy.
Tracy.
Relaxation.
What? Relax. Flight's fine. Just came by to say hello.
Okay, my bad. I'm sorry.
You are familiar with the NBA mentoring program, are you not?
Oh, no. No.
You don't even know what I'm going to ask.
No, I do know what you're going to ask, and it's not going to happen. You're trying to punish me.
No.
The coach looks over to Calvin, still spinning in the chair.
The kid's rooming with you. I think it would be good for both of you.
Go down.
Calvin stumbles around the plane.
Whoa. No. There is no way in the world I'm going to be rooming with that kid. I'm calling my agent. You know why? Because it ain't going to happen.
Now Tracy exits a bus.
It's going to be so cool rooming together. My boy Merce is a snore. I think it should be tripping sometimes. Maybe we can rent NBA Street. Or if you don't like that, we can play Monopoly. Or if you don't like Monopoly, then we could just sit around and rap or something. Because I love to talk.
Oh, yeah, I noticed.
Have fun, Tracy.
All right, look, Coach says I got a room with you, so let me set down the rules right now. First of all, I ain't your boy, okay? I'm not going to be playing Monopoly with you, GameCube, Rubik's Cube, anything with a cube, I ain't playing. Third, you know, I'm not going to be tucking you in at night, and I'm definitely not going to read you the Three Little Bears. You got that?
In a hotel room.
Whoa! Look at this. Do we always stay in places this fancy?
Mm-hmm.
A time-lapse view shows Calvin jumping around the beds and other pieces of furniture throughout the suite. Tracy's head darts back and forth as he watches Calvin zip around the room. Nighttime, Tracy examines his reflection in a mirror.
Okay. All right, I'm going out.
Oh, what? Would you like some company?
No, I wouldn't like company.
Well, what do I do?
Call room service, get some food.
But what's room service?
Right. Okay, this is what you do. You pick up this phone, right? Mm-hmm. And you dial 6. Tell them what you want, and they'll mm-hmm. bring it to the room. For free.
For free?
For free. You got it. Eat up.
Nah, hold on. You got me messing with me, right?
No, I'm not. Try it yourself.
For free.
Hello?
Yes. Is this room service?
Yes, it is.
And will you really bring me up some food for free? You will. Okay, in that case, I have a pepperoni pizza, french fries, and cake, ice cream, and lobster tails. Lots of lobster, lots of seafood, chicken fingers, and french fries.
Later, Calvin lies on the ground, surrounded by half-eaten plates of food. A partially consumed sandwich sits on his chest.
Oh, man.
In the hallway.
You know what? Let me... I just want to clean up just a little bit, okay? No. I just want to clean up. Hey, you're so beautiful. I have to clean up.
No,
okay. Okay, so I'll be right back. I'm just one second. Kevin, I need you. Kevin, what are you doing? What are you making such a mess for?
Right about room service.
Okay, Calvin.
Outside, the woman stands at the door.
You know what? I need you to get lost, okay? Okay, where you go, just get lost. Joe wants to play NBA Street. No, Calvin, not in there. Calvin!
She enters.
Calvin! Hey, you know what? The maid forgot to come today, and you know, maybe we can go to your place.
Is someone else in here? Because I thought I heard some voices.
Oh, there's no one in there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, where'd he come from?
You're Calvin Cambridge, aren't you? Oh, my God. Are you okay? We're going to get you out of these clothes and get you some air, okay?
Oh, brother. Here we go.
At a fountain, Calvin rests his head on the woman.
You are just the sweetest thing. And you're just the sweetest thing.
Tracy mouths to himself.
Tracy, you should have told me Calvin was your roommate.
Yeah, well, it must have slipped my mind.
See, me and Tracy are tight. So that's why I call him Tea Time.
So cute. So what's your nickname for Calvin? Tea Time?
I don't have one yet, but oh, so many of them come to mind.
She pats Calvin's forehead.
Is that better, baby?
Yeah, I think Tea Time needs some, too.
Oh! $2,000 jacket. Give me water on a $2,000 jacket.
Didn't you just eat them up?
Later, Calvin climbs into a bed across from Tracy.
Sorry about taking your girl.
She's not my girl, and you didn't take her.
I don't know what it is. It's like some type of curse. The girls just like me.
Can we go to sleep?
Why don't we go to say our prayers? Because at the home, we always say our prayers.
We're not at the home.
Well, I can't go to sleep until I say my prayers.
Then say your prayers.
All right.
Calvin kneels at the side of the bed.
Well, aren't you going to stand with me?
Tracy gets out of bed and joins Calvin at his bedside.
Bow your head.
They both hang their heads.
Now you lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Amen. God bless Murph, God bless Reg, God bless Coach Wagner, God bless Michael Jordan, and God bless Tracy.
Tracy knits his brow, then glances over to Calvin.
Amen.
Tracy climbs back into his bed.
Anybody that you want to bless? A girlfriend or your parents, maybe?
No, my parents are gone.
Calvin stands over Tracy's bed.
I'm sorry. Guess that makes you an orphan like me.
Yeah, I guess. I ain't getting bad.
Calvin plops down in bed.
All right, good night.
Tracy flips off the light.
There's just one thing. Can we sleep with the light on? Because at the home, we always sleep with the light on.
Okay, we'll sleep with the light on. Satisfied? I don't want to hear another sound tonight, okay? Good night.
Reclining in bed, Calvin closes his eyes. Tracy covers his head with a pillow. In the locker room, Tracy yawns.
What's the matter, Tracy? Late night?
Yeah, real late night. All right, Jess.
Really? How late?
See, this girl named Janet Kelly came up to the room. Fine as can be. She picked me and Tracy up. We need to come back to the room about 1 a.m.
He doesn't know better, but you know the rule about the ladies in the room. Last time I checked, curfew was midnight.
You know, it was his snoring that kept me up all night.
Oh, you always got an excuse. Look, if you think helping him break curfew is going to get you out of being his mentor, you're mistaken. And if you miss curfew again, I'm going to have to suspend you. Okay?
Yeah, got it.
Tracy walks over to Calvin.
You know what, man? You got to learn how to chill.
Tracy, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. Don't worry, man. I won't mess up again. I promise.
I know it's not going to happen again. You know why? Because you're going to go your way, and I'm going to go my way.
Tracy, we still going to be cool on the court, though, right?
Cocking his brow, Tracy turns his back to Calvin. Calvin tosses his jersey in his cubby, then yanks off his clip-on tie. On the court, the team warms up. Calvin shoots a basket, then looks across the court where the opposing team runs drills. Now, Calvin holds a magazine as he approaches Allen Iverson.
Mr. Iverson, sir.
You're one of my favorite players.
Who are you, the mascot?
I was just wondering, may I please have your autograph, man, please?
Players don't ask players for autographs.
Wait, look, player?
What, after the game?
The scoreboard reads 76ers 96, Knights 95. Calvin drives down the court against Iverson, fakes him out, then leaps into the air and dunks the ball. The Knights score ticks to 97.
How he do that?
Calvin nods at Iverson.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Calvin stands at the baseline, and Jason Kidd squares him up.
Calvin Cambridge, 25 points a game.
Not tonight. You just need to get back to that sandbox where you came from.
Sandbox? Yeah. Hey, listen, I got to go to the sandbox. Your last name, Kid. Look in the back of your jersey. Look.
Relax.
Calvin fakes out Kid, then bounces the ball off his back.
All of a sudden, things are clicking for the Knights. Ever since Calvin's arrived, there's teamwork. So what's it like for you two playing together?
Well, it's been
great. Really great.
A line of cheerleaders parts, revealing Calvin spinning a ball.
Now basketball is my favorite sport. I like the way they dribble up and down the court. I keep it so fresh on the microphone. I like no interruption when the game is on. I got the rock in my hands. Ain't no telling what I'm gonna do with it. When I got possession, I'ma act a fool with it.
Personally, I'm worried about stepping on Calvin Cambridge tonight.
Calvin and Alonzo Mourning grapple over the ball.
Come on, ref. Jump ball.
Calvin stares up to Alonzo, then points over to Tracy, who guards a player. The referee throws the ball up, and Calvin tips the ball to Tracy. Now Frank leads Calvin down a hallway.
Calvin, these people are not your friends, okay? They're like a pack of tigers, you know, chasing those things with the stubby little horns. You know, you've seen those deer-like things, and they isolate one of them, and then they pounce.
In a press room.
Good to see you.
I've seen Calvin play, and he's nothing that I can't handle.
Now Tracy McGrady inbounds the ball, and Calvin guards him. Then he steals the ball. At the orphanage, Calvin's friends stand on motorized scooters.
Well, thanks, Calvin.
No problem. Enjoy it, everybody.
Mr. Biddleman steps out of the way as the orphans zip by him. At a tailor, Tracy gets fitted for a suit as Calvin watches from the window. Now Tracy enters the locker room in a new suit. Then Calvin struts in behind him in a similar suit. In a hallway, Dirk Nowitzki walks up to Calvin.
Hey, Calvin.
Listen, man. Can I get your autograph?
Sure, Dirk.
It's actually for my niece.
What's her name?
It's Dirk.
Yes, it's Calvin Cambridge bobblehead doll night, but everybody's wondering, what's keeping the Knights?
Who are the U.S. presidents of the 20th century?
Can't she wait till after the game for his homework?
No homework, no game.
But I've got to get
you. You got a problem with that?
So I got dogs bigger than him, man. Look like a little chihuahua or something like that. Come on.
Chris Webber drives down the court towards Calvin and rams into him. Calvin slides into the cheerleaders. Riding on the shoulders of the Knights mascot, Calvin high-fives his teammates before pausing at Tracy. They, too, clap hands.
Welcome to the NBA Slam Dunk Competition. Beautiful defense. Guys, big, vertical lead. It's a 4'8" Calvin Cambridge. The little guy is flying.
He dunks the ball.
Cambridge wins it.
Nighttime in the boys' bedroom. Murph lies awake, staring at Calvin.
Calvin. Calvin. Calvin.
Calvin pulls covers off his head.
I was wondering, what is it like to be famous?
It's all right. You know,
Ox peers from his bed.
You know, the celebrities you see on Oprah complain about how tough it is. They must be crazy. I mean, I'm getting paid to play in the NBA. The crowd loves me. I get room service. I got everything I ever wanted.
Murph nods with an impassive expression.
Well, almost.
Ox gets out of bed.
Who had to sleep hard?
Murph and Calvin lay down. Then Ox grabs the sneaker on Calvin's foot.
What are you doing? Take it
off. I'm going to go look at these MJ sneakers.
Miss, you ain't getting
the sneakers.
You're not getting them.
Murph pulls on Ox's shirt, and two more orphans join the fray.
Get off!
Hold Murph!
Stop!
Ox's friends restrain Murph.
Give me the sneakers!
You can't have them! Get off my sneakers! Stop!
The lights turn on.
Give me the sneakers, Calvin!
Get off my sneakers!
Hey! Stop! Get off! Get off, Calvin! Do not hurt Calvin! What are you doing?
Are you okay?
Look, do not hurt him. Do you know how valuable he is to me?
It's his sneakers. That's how he can play so well.
You lay one more hand on him and you're sleeping in the basement.
Heaving his chest, Mr. Biddleman looks from Ox to Calvin.
All right, everybody. Go to sleep. It's all over.
Calvin plops down in bed.
Good night.
In a hotel room, Jode and Calvin play video games.
Wait, get out of the way.
No, I'm in first place. I'm going to let you by. My hand ain't all in your face.
What's with the bumping, man?
About to win the Daytona Cup. Oh, woo! Who's your daddy?
It's only five, man. You
who's
can't give me six in a row.
Who's
no
your
way.
Daddy? Hey, T-Time. I just whooped on Jody and... Yeah, I call her Tracy T-Time. Hey, T-Time, how come you haven't given me a nickname yet?
I don't know.
See, I've been thinking about something like C-Square or C-Cam or C-Bridge.
I'm gonna pick up some allergy medicine. I might pick up some sleeping pills so you don't keep me up with your snoring all night.
Oh, well, can I go?
Well, no.
Hey, Trace, but, what I... Dang.
Don't take it personally, Cal. He doesn't even like to spend time with his own family.
Family?
Yeah.
I thought he didn't have any parents.
No, he's still got his dad. He just doesn't talk to him.
In Tracy's car.
Sacramento Capital City Hip Hop Superstitions.
Oh, yeah, this is my song, man.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here.
Go and
y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna
Calvin pops out from the back seat.
Ooh, up in here, up in here.
What you doing there, Calvin?
Stairs are faster than the elevator. Damn,
rabbit
is
despicable.
Terrible. I like Michael Jackson when
he's
throat, man.
Oh, my laugh is suck. Okay, can you do that? Let me see you
now. Stop messing with me. You ain't strong enough. So y'all gonna make me act a fool up in here. What?
Calvin. Stick to playing basketball, man. You know why? Because you can't rap.
You can do better.
I can do better.
Let me see you do
something. Up in here. Y'all gonna make me do
they sway in unison from side to side. They both pantomime reeling in a fish.
Fish and fall over.
Pop lock.
Okay, can you bring some?
All right.
Ooh.
Press back.
One, two. Leave me outside.
Calvin pauses as he watches Tracy dance.
Meet me outside. What's going on?
How come you told me that your dad was dead?
Oh, come
and
on.
He really isn't.
Calvin, look, no.
Why?
I don't want to talk about this right now.
But I don't understand, Tracy. I would do anything to have a father.
Don't worry about it.
Tracy's car pulls to a stop in front of a store.
Wait right here.
Calvin shakes his head as Tracy exits. Inside the store.
Excuse me. I'm here to pick up my order.
I can help you with that.
A woman with curly hair and glasses stands up from behind the counter.
What's the name?
Reynolds. Tracy Reynolds.
I thought I recognized you. I've seen your ads. You're that, accountant, right?
In the car, Calvin spots the clock, which reads 11:44. At the pharmacy, the woman carries over two pill bottles as Tracy sits on the counter.
You comfortable?
Very much so, yes.
So you know my name. Do you have a name for me?
Allegra.
Allegra?
That's a very pretty name, Allegra. Is that French? Spanish?
It's your allergy medicine.
Yeah, I knew that, because my parents are from France.
In the car, Calvin rifles through the glove compartment, then rubs his hands together.
Now, these are your sleeping pills, Red Cap.
Okay.
They're very strong, so take one right before bed. And this is your allergy medicine, Blue Cap. Take one twice a day.
Okay, two once a day, I got it.
Thanks for your help.
Tracy grabs the allergy pills.
Oh, and Tracy.
He switches bottles.
That crossover move you do to your left, you're telegraphing it.
Oh, see, I knew you knew about Tracy Reynolds. I knew you think.
He takes two sleeping pills.
See, I knew you. Yeah. Well, stop.
Now he enters the car.
What took you so long? It's almost curfew.
Don't worry. We'll be back at the hotel in a minute.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
The car pulls away from the store. Then a stoplight changes from green to yellow to red.
It's like, what, baby? What?
You all right, man?
Oh, yeah. I'm good.
You sure?
Mm-hmm. I'm good.
I worry about you sometimes, Tracy. Tracy.
What's up? What's up?
Tracy's eyelids droop.
I want you doing nothing crazy like falling asleep on me. Man, wake up!
Yeah, okay, you're right. Put the pulling back, put the diving board in the shallow end. And I'm all good. This is awesome.
He slumps over.
Tracy! Tracy!
Calvin jostles Tracy, but he stays asleep. Unbuckling, Calvin looks at the clock, which reads 11:54, then moves Tracy to the passenger seat and climbs behind the wheel. He plops down, but the wheel towers over him.
I can't see squat! Dang!
Removing a spare tire from the trunk, Calvin sets it on the driver's seat and gets in. He pulls on his seatbelt, then buckles Tracy in the passenger seat. The clock reads 11:56. Calvin flips a dial and the windshield wipers turn on. He turns off the wipers, then heaves his shoulders.
Tracy, you better hold on for this one.
He presses down the gas and the car peels out in reverse. The car accelerates forward. Now the clock reads 11:58. Calvin glances repeatedly at Tracy as he drives. The car collides with the construction site, then drags a line of traffic cones and barricades as it drives through. Calvin takes a hard left, then drives up onto a curb as he pulls to a stop in front of a hotel. In the Staples Center.
Hey, Trace, check it out. Calvin got benched for going out joyriding last night.
What did he do something like that for?
I don't know.
He did it to keep you from getting suspended.
What?
How do you think you got back last night?
Jode walks away. As Tracy stares into the middle distance, now a plane takes off from a runway. Inside, Calvin sits and stares out the window. Then Tracy takes a seat next to him.
Listen, I'm sorry you got suspended. And this is really hard for me to say, but I appreciate what you did for me. You had my back. C-Dub.
Calvin gapes at Tracy, who grins back at him.
You're welcome, T-Tom.
They clasp hands.
All right. And listen, the team really needs you to win, so I want you to get some sleep, all right?
Tracy clicks off the overhead light, but Calvin immediately switches it back on.
You really that afraid of the dark? Listen, don't worry about it, because, you know, we all have our fears. You know, like me and this old flying thing, man.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
But see, my thing is, you're getting on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
That's brave.
Calvin motions to himself, then to the lights.
Okay, so since I'm brave and getting on this plane, why don't you be brave? Turn out the light.
Calvin glances to the ceiling, then turns to Tracy. Quick flashes show geometry homework prompts. In the orphanage, Calvin shakes his head and Reg exhales. Then Sister Teresa enters the room.
Are you prepared for that big test tomorrow?
Yes, Sister Teresa.
Thank you.
Reg, you have to help me, please.
I'm not helping you with your geometry.
Why?
Because I don't understand it any more than you do.
Welcome, everybody, and follow me into the
room. Murph enters the room.
Who are all those people?
Parents, here to see you.
What's wrong, Murph? I mean, that's a good thing, right?
Good for you. Doesn't do us any good.
Calvin looks from Reg to Murph.
Murph.
Congratulations. Go get adopted.
Murph stomps away.
What's wrong with him?
What do you think?
I don't know. Biddleman told me that I couldn't get adopted.
And you believe Biddleman?
In Biddleman's office.
His contract says nothing about adoption.
Look, why would you send all of these people here?
Calvin deserves a home. You're only interested in making money off him.
Look, with all due respect, Coach Wagner, child custody law is very complex.
Mr.
Look, just because you signed this contract, this is guardian.
Look, I'll call you back.
Wait. Okay, look, I'm not through talking to you.
Yeah, what is it, Calvin?
You lied to me.
What are you talking about?
You told me no one can adopt me.
I never said that.
Calvin cranes his neck forward as he lifts his eyebrows. Then Mr. Biddleman leans back in his chair with his gaze fixed on the child basketball prodigy.
Look, Calvin, bear in mind, I have cared for you way before you were rich or famous. All of those people in there, the only reason that they're interested in you is because you're famous.
I like to see for myself.
That's fine. I will make arrangements with the very best candidates. What do you think about that, my big man?
We've been doing musical dinner theater now for over 6 years.
In over 27 cities. Mm-hmm. No more hard knock life for you, Calvin. The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun.
We run a tight ship, Cambridge! Roll call 0600!
I think you're gonna flip for my sugar-free seaweed rice cream.
I just stick out my chin and grin.
All right, good buddy. Now, Denise here will homeschool you because we're on the road 24-7.
And I say...
Your ass clap, Peter. You have to come back with me. Aye, aye. See you.
Tomorrow, tomorrow.
How tall are you, boy? How tall are you?
You learn to hold your bladder.
We love ya. Tomorrow, you're only a day away.
Calvin gapes at the couple as they belt. Now Mr. Biddleman leans forward.
See, Calvin, you're best off here with me.
Calvin stares vacantly at Mr. Biddleman. Now at a mansion overlooking the ocean, Calvin speaks into a call box.
Hey, yo, Trace.
Hello?
It's me, Calvin.
Calvin, wait, you here?
Yeah, I'm here, and it took me 4 buses to get here, too.
All right.
A large metal gate opens, and Calvin heads up the gravel driveway. Opening a glass door, Tracy spots Calvin walking up the path.
Man, this is where you live?
Calvin, what are you doing here?
Man, I just can't wait to see the inside of
that. Calvin. Calvin, Calvin. Come on, Calvin, come on. Wait here.
Yeah. This is tight. Look at all the stuff you got, man.
Yeah, it's tight. So come on, man, tell me what's up. Wait here.
I want to check your place. Huh? Just look at your crib. What do you call this game?
I have no idea it came with the house.
They stand at a shuffleboard table.
So you're not going to tell me why you're here?
We need one of these at the orphanage.
Okay. So I take you don't want to tell me what's going on with you. I understand. It's your prerogative. That's cool.
Nah, I mean, nothing's going on. I mean, everything's all right. Everything's going real well. Everything's perfect.
Tracy gives Calvin a faint smile.
All right, man. Everything's going real terrible right about now. My best friend, Murph, he's mad at me. Biddleman lied to me. He set up the worst parents in orphan history to come meet with me. And then on top of that, I have a geometry test tomorrow. And I hate geometry.
All right, well, listen. I'm sure the right parents are going to show up for you, okay? It's just a question of time, so got to have a little faith. All right? But in the meantime...
Tracy slides a cell phone across the table.
Call your boy, Murph.
Right now?
Right now, yes. Good friends are hard to come by, so... Gotta keep things straight with him. You have your geometry work with you?
Yeah.
You know a little something about geometry?
Do I know about geometry?
Tracy pours over Calvin's textbook.
Take your time on that call and meet me outside. I know geometry.
He walks away as Calvin flips open the phone. Outside, three triangles are painted on the side of the mansion.
Okay, now the key to the whole geometry thing and getting the hang of these triangles is to supersize them.
Supersize?
Supersize.
You painted your house.
All right, now, come on. Tell me what triangle this is right here.
I'm not familiar with this one. I don't know.
All right, let me give you a hint. So you got MJ over there posting up a small point guard, right? You got Robin over there on the other side of the court with his hair. Now, Pippen comes to the screen for Michael. So what do you got?
Well, this is the Bulls triangle offense, right?
Right.
So we're just giving room for Michael to isolate. Isosceles. And isosceles triangle.
Exactly.
The Lakers use this triangle offense. This triangle has equal sides for Kobe and Shaq. Equal sides. Okay, this is an equilateral triangle.
There you go. So you're getting it. You're getting it. Okay. Okay.
All right, wait, I got this.
You got this?
Okay, then this is us.
Uh-huh.
And you know, the type of triangle offense we use is the acute offense. Well, the acute triangle offense.
Okay.
That's because Calvin Cambridge is so damn cute.
Oh, man, give me a break. I'm the cute one.
No, I am.
No, see, look at the picture. I'm the cute one.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Check it out.
Bye.
Calvin grabs a paintbrush.
Right. So, okay, see, here's Joe, right?
Right.
This is Joe. Uh-huh. Joe's going to take the ball out. He's going to pass all the way to you.
Okay.
See, you're right here.
Right.
See me? I'm going to be heading down court for the full court lob pass, just like this, right?
Okay, Calvin? Don't put paint on my windows, all right?
But I'm gonna be wide open.
Calvin,
you gotta pass me the ball.
I'm warning you, all right? Don't do it.
Calvin smacks the paintbrush on a glass
and
door.
Then, wham! Two points for me and the assist to Rick.
Oh, okay. So you think you're cute putting the paint and messing up the house, huh?
Tracy dips a brush in paint.
So if I went and did. Oh!
He flicks paint onto Calvin.
Hey! Orange looks nice on you, man.
That's not funny.
It really is funny, because it looks nice. It goes nice with the blue. And
oh, really?
Yeah, you kind of look like a rainbow. Or like
the orange looks really
Calvin,
nice.
I know you're not going to do it.
Calvin throws a paint bucket on
him. On you!
You ready to get paint?
No.
They douse each other with paint. At the call box, Murph rings the buzzer. Covered in paint, Tracy and Calvin walk to the front gate.
You must be Tracy.
He must be Murph.
Yeah, that's me.
What's up, Murph?
Hey, Cal.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. But can you believe a cab right here costs $50?
You should have took the bus.
Tracy, can you lend me $49.50?
All right, Murph, I'll go get my wallet.
So, what have you guys been up to?
Geometry.
Think you could teach me?
Now, Calvin chases Murph across the lawn, then dumps a bucket of paint on his head. Tracy splashes more paint onto Murph. Throwing the buckets aside, Murph and Calvin jump into a swimming pool, and Tracy follows closely behind. Resurfacing, Tracy throws Murph into the water, then hurls Calvin. They all jump into the pool. The Sports Center logo appears.
When Calvin Cambridge comes to your town, you better watch out.
Well, that was the final word from Gary the Glove Payton tonight after the Seattle Sonics battled it out with Cambridge and the Los Angeles Knights.
On court, Payton falls on Calvin.
Yeah, now you know what it feels like to be in the gloves, huh?
It's more like a mitten, Gary.
The Knights rallied around Cambridge after that, and before it was all over, Payton got the gate.
Get him out of here, Rhett.
And Kenny, how about the way Reynolds jumped in to protect Cambridge? How about that?
They're starting to come together, Rich. The team gelling at this point. And with three games left in the season, they are only two wins away from their first ever trip to the playoffs.
In the locker room, Calvin and the team jump up and down in a huddle. On the court, Tracy drives down to the basket, then throws the ball to the backboard, and Calvin alley-oops it.
The Knights win!
As Frank strides across the court, a fan knocks him in the face with a foam finger, and he falls into the mascot.
Great, great, great game. Fellas, unbelievable.
Hey, guys, I gotta pinch myself. One more win! And we're in the playoffs. And you know what that means for every man in this organization?
Calvin and Tracy lean in.
Bonuses! Contract renewals! We'll have jobs next year!
They shake their heads.
You two together. This works.
Calvin turns and looks up to Tracy.
Come on, Scott.
now at the orphanage.
So, still haven't met any parents you liked?
I don't know. Nobody seems right.
Maybe nobody seems right because you already met the right person.
What right person?
Tracy.
Tracy? Listen, Murph, Tracy can't even take care of himself.
You like him.
Yes, yeah, so? That doesn't mean he wants to adopt me.
Well, why don't you ask him?
Listen, Reg, Murph, Tracy's not big on families. He doesn't even talk to his own dad. I mean, how can you have a dad and not talk to him?
Yeah, that's nuts.
Hey, cool.
Can you do anything?
At Tracy's house, Calvin approaches the front door.
You back again?
Yeah. I got a surprise for you. Somebody wants you to meet.
Okay, I hope she wearing a bikini.
Nah, it's not a woman. She's number one fan.
Oh, it has to be a woman, right?
Tracy pauses as he spots an older man standing beside a car.
Calvin, why'd you bring him here?
This is your dad. You don't want
to
talk to him?
Listen to me. Now stay out of my business and get him out of here. Now.
In the arena, the scoreboard reads Bulls 104, Knights 94.
How could we lose to the Bulls? We're out of sync, especially Cambridge and Reynolds. What's the matter with you two? This was your gimme. Now you're going to have to beat the Raptors or we're out. You got that? We're going to have to tighten it up, guys. Pull this thing together.
Coach Wagner storms through the locker room.
All right, listen,
Tracy looks to Calvin's seat but finds it empty. Then the locker room door swings closed. Shaking his head lightly, Tracy stares at the ground. Now at the orphanage, Calvin walks up to the front gate, then stops in his tracks. His shoulders heave, then he opens the gate and enters. In the orphanage, he plops down on the couch, surrounded by Murph and Reg.
So,
I give up on ever finding somebody to adopt me.
Well, I won't do that just yet.
A well-dressed man and woman approach Calvin.
Well, hello, Calvin. We've been waiting for you. We're the Boyds.
We're from Bel Air.
A view slowly moves in on Calvin's blank expression as he stares up to the Boyds. At Tracy's mansion, Janet waves her hand in front of Tracy's face.
Who?
Tracy slowly looks to her.
Hmm? What's the matter? You've had something on your mind all night.
It's
Calvin, isn't it?
Tracy stares down at his hand. Ahmad Rashad, NBA inside stuff.
As we hit the end of the regular season, the big story is this weekend's showdown between the Los Angeles Knights and the Toronto Raptors. Both teams need a victory to make the playoffs.
Man, this is personal. It's playoff time, and my job is to shut Calvin Papers down. Besides, what does a little kid know about the playoffs?
For the Knights to have any shot at winning this game, Reynolds and Cambridge better get back in sync, and Cambridge better bring every weapon in his arsenal.
At the orphanage, Mr. Biddleman blocks Ox's path.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Fine.
Cool. Hey, I wanted to ask you, is it true what you said about Calvin's, sneakers?
I guess?
Don't I guess me, you idiot. It's because of the sneakers. Huh? Huh? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, hey, thanks. Cool.
Later, Calvin holds a pair of high tops.
But I have to wear my sneakers.
Right. But the sneakers, they're not proper attire for brunch at the Boyds. You just want to make your best possible impression. So put on these shoes, look good, and maybe you'll get adopted.
Calvin gazes at Biddleman.
God.
Now, Calvin wears the high tops.
All right, Murph. Guard these with your life, all right?
I will.
Murph slides the shoes in a duffel bag.
Good luck with the Boyds. I hope they're the right ones.
Yeah, me too, man. See you later, man, all right?
They both cross their arms over their chest, bump forearms, then tap the top of their heads. Calvin exits the room while pointing at Murph. Nodding, Murph looks to the duffel bag where the heels of Calvin's sneakers peek out. Now he slides on the shoes and laces them up. Tying a knot, he glances up briefly.
Make me like Mike.
As Murph gets to his feet, he now wears a Knights jersey as he stands on the Knights basketball court. He tosses a small ball in the air, then catches a basketball. dribbling down the court. He leaps in the air and dunks the ball. In the bedroom, Murph gets to his feet and tosses the toy ball again, then runs toward a toy basketball hoop. Jumping in the air, a sneaker falls off and he falls onto a beanbag chair. The ball bounces off the rim. Now he lies in bed, holding his mother's picture.
I guess they don't fit me, Mom, huh?
Where are they?
Where are what?
The sneakers.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Later.
I don't want to do this.
No! Not my mom's picture!
Biddleman sets the photo on fire.
All right, I'm going to ask you one last time.
Ox and another boy restrain Murph.
Where are Calvin's sneakers?
Murph struggles.
All right, you're not going to tell me? Okay, all right, here we go then. I'm going to light it. Say goodbye to Mom. Bye, there she goes.
No!
Bye, Mom.
No! Bye!
This is your fault. It's your
no,
fault.
No, they're not
it! Good. All right, good. In the attic. Good, good, good. All right, now, you want to see this again? Do not say anything to Calvin.
Now the view rests on a white mansion with Doric columns. In a dining room, Calvin sits at a table with the boys. The other teenage children raise their cutlery to their mouths in unison. Calvin smiles as he takes a sip from a glass, then spills it.
It's all right. I'm really sorry.
Elsewhere, Biddleman enters a dimly lit bar and approaches a table where three men sit.
Excuse me, Mr. Williams.
It's possible.
My dentist, Frank Nister, said that I might be able to find you here.
Mr. Williams motions for Biddleman to take a seat.
My name is Stan Biddleman.
What can I do for you, Mr. Biddleman?
I'm looking for a sports broker to make a sizable investment in the Raptors to beat the Knights.
Why are you speaking in code? You want to place a bet? How much?
$100,000.
That's a lot of money. You good for it?
Of course I am.
What makes you so confident?
Well, let's just say I have a good feeling that Calvin Cambridge is going to have an off game.
Tell me more.
At the Boyd's house.
We were going to wait till later to tell you this, but, well, I can't wait. Calvin, tomorrow we're going to finalize your adoption. And you will officially become a Boyd.
Mr. and Mrs. Boyd raise their glasses and look around the table.
A Boyd?
Calvin's mouth hangs open. At the mansion, Tracy stares at the painted triangles on the exterior. The view moves slowly in on a pair of paint footprints on the ground. Tracy sits across from his dad at a restaurant.
Yeah, a friend of mine told me this would be a pretty good place to come. Any place would have been great.
In the locker room, Tracy enters and walks up to Calvin.
Calvin. I want to talk to you about something, man. Something pretty big.
What?
Well, I don't know. I've been doing a lot of thinking. Just thinking about what's best for you and for me.
Yeah?
For life.
Absolutely. Tracy spots Mr. and Mrs. Boyd talking to the coach. Then they come over.
Tracy, I would like you to meet the Boyds. The Boyds are going to be my parents.
Hi.
Hi. Very nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you, too. You guys are very, very lucky.
Don't we know it?
Mr. Boyd pulls Calvin into a firm side hug.
What was the big news that you wanted to tell me?
Oh, right. You know the pick and roll, right? I'm going to do the pick, but I ain't going to do the roll.
That was the big news?
Yeah. It's nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you.
Same here. Oh, dear, we better claim our seats.
Oh, yes. Well, we'll see you after the game, son.
Okay. God, that sounds good.
The boys leave, and Calvin grabs a cell phone.
Hello?
At the orphanage, Reg shoves a phone at Murph.
Yo, is anybody there?
Murph takes the phone.
It's Murph. and I got something to tell you.
I screwed up big time. I didn't mean to tell him, but then Bill Mill's gonna burn my mom's picture. I had no choice.
Murph, just slow down, man. Tell him what?
Told them about the sneakers, and now they're Bittleman saved.
That's just crazy. The sneakers are right here in my gym. Oh, no!
What are you going to do? The game starts in 20 minutes.
Wait, I have an idea. I'll meet you ASAP.
ASAP, got it. Wait, what's ASAP?
Reg rolls her eyes. Outside the Staples Center, Calvin sprints through the crowd and climbs into a motorized utility car, then gets behind the wheel in the locker room.
All right, bring it in, James. Bring it in. Wait a minute. Where's Cambridge?
What?
Yeah. Check the bathroom.
Outside the orphanage, Calvin brings the cart to a stop and hops out. He runs to the front gate as the cart rolls down the street. At the arena.
And the opening tip goes to the Raptors with Calvin Cambridge nowhere in sight. A lot of things may be going the Raptors' way today.
In the bedroom.
Okay, look, if you guys are going to ask me what I'm about to ask you, I'll run. So if anybody wants to run, I understand.
In the office, Mr. Bittleman watches the basketball game on a television. Laying on the ground, Calvin peeks out from behind a cabinet. Then he, Murph, and Reg dart across the room and hide.
Already leading by nine.
Bittleman checks over his shoulder, then returns to the game.
Where the heck is Calvin?
Behind Bittleman, orphans pop out from the furniture. Then two orphans emerge from behind his chair. Calvin and Murph bind Bittleman to the chair with rope and tape. Later.
Give me the combination to the safe.
Calvin looks at the TV.
Basket windmill slam dunk!
You better think of something else.
Get him with those.
Oh, yeah, get them.
Oh, yeah.
Those are hard chests,
man. Ox and a friend enter the room.
What's going on?
Oh, good. I am glad to see you. All right, yeah. I'm really glad you're here.
What are you doing?
Getting my sneakers back.
Let me out of this.
Yeah. Wait, no. Just get me out, Ox. Please. You may hate me, you may hate the world, but whatever our differences, you're still one of us. You're not one of him.
Well, don't listen to him.
No, Ox, don't listen to Bittleman. He doesn't even care about you, Ox.
Oh, right. Yeah, I don't care about you. Of course I care about you. We're friends, right, man? Right?
A smile falls from Bittleman's face as he stares up at Ox.
Okay. You just let me out of here, you idiot.
Ox crouches down to Bittleman's eyeline.
I'm not an idiot.
You got that?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Ox looks from Bittleman to Calvin, who nods. Ox smiles broadly.
Because I'm not the one tied to a chair, am I?
He better get here quick. Toronto running
back to the game.
You know, if I was an idiot, I wouldn't be able to remember the combination to your safe, would I?
Now, Ox spins the dial on the safe.
42 left.
Come on, Ox. Come on.
27 right. And 15 left.
Yes! Ox throws the sneakers to Calvin, and the orphans run out of the room.
I'm gonna get you, Calvin! I'm gonna get you!
Bittleman falls backwards. Outside, the orphans don helmets, and Bittleman breaks free. Children mount their scooters and peel out as Bittleman watches them from the group home. Bittleman dives for the phone.
What?
In a bar, Mr. Williams turns dramatically. Then three cars drive down the street as the caravan of scooters rides over a hill. Calvin's jaw drops as the scooters and cars approach each other. Cars skid to a stop as the scooters weave around them. One of the men knocks Murph to the ground. The rest of the orphans head down the street as Mr. Williams approaches in a car. Hopping a wheelie, Calvin drives his scooter over the top of the car. Then the scooters enter a park and pass a Knight's merchandise cart. The cars enter the park and continue after the scooters. The vehicles blow past the cart as it rolls down a hill. The scooters approach a lake and two cars close in on them. Mr. Williams' car drives out of a tunnel and the three cars veer out of control, sending Mr. Williams into the lake. Another car chases the kids and Calvin's sneakers fall on the ground. The kids and car skid to a stop. Calvin watches as one of Mr. Williams' goons gets out of the car and walks over to the sneakers. As the henchman kneels down to grab them, Murph whizzes by and snatches the shoes off the ground. The man dashes after Murph, but the merchandise cart runs into him. Murph reaches the rest of the kids. Calvin takes the shoes. Now they scoot up to the Staples Center. Riding through a gated underground entrance, Calvin enters the Staples Center, but he comes to a stop as Mr. Biddleman blocks his path.
Give me the sneakers, Calvin. Your game is over.
A smirk crosses Calvin's face, then he revs the scooter and sends it into Biddleman. The scooter collides with Biddleman and he falls to the ground.
My game's just beginning.
On the basketball court, a Raptors player dunks the ball. The scoreboard reads Knights 59, Raptors 80.
The third quarter comes to an end, and the Raptors leading the Knights big by 21 points.
Calvin enters the arena.
There he is. Ladies and gentlemen, he's here.
Fans throughout the stadium rise to their feet.
Calvin Cambridge has arrived. The crowd reacting as he comes onto the court. However, is it too late? The Knights are trailing by 21 points. They have never been able to make up that kind of a deficit.
Calvin, where have you been?
Sorry, Coach.
So am I. Nobody shows up after three quarters and plays. Sit on the bench.
Wait a minute, Coach. You gotta play Calvin.
No.
Just listen to me for a minute, okay? Now, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be here in the first place. Now, listen, we can still do this, but we're gonna need him. Now, come on. We started as a team. Let's finish as a team. Play the kid. We can still win, Coach.
We can.
Calvin nods as Coach Wagner gazes at him. Now, Calvin drives toward the basket and performs a layup, sinking the ball. Shooting from the top of the key, Calvin scores a quick basket. The score reads Knights 71. Quick shots show Calvin and Tracy sinking baskets. Now, Calvin leads the charge down the court, then performs a layup and scores a point. The scoreboard reads Knights 102, Raptors 103, with 19 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter.
If I didn't see it with my own eyes, I wouldn't have believed it. But they're just 1 point behind the Raptors in this game.
We got to steal the ball in the inbound play. And if we don't get the steal, who do we foul?
They all shoot good free throws, Coach.
Well, we better get that steal. Ready?
Ready.
Reg, Ox, and Murph cheer from the stands.
The Knights need a steal right here. Carter being guarded by Cambridge. It comes in the bench. And the ball is stolen.
Calvin bats the ball loose and takes possession as players from both teams pile on top. The pile clears, and Calvin sits up, gaping at his feet. One of his sneakers lies in tatters.
What's the matter?
I'm done, Trace.
What do you mean?
It really wasn't me that was playing. It was the sneakers. Tracy, the sneakers were magic. Now they're gone.
Tracy grabs the busted shoe. His eyes dart between the sneaker and Calvin.
Come on, no. Now's not the time for jokes, okay? We gotta get this
done. Playing games.
Listen to me. We're gonna need you to win, so you know what you gotta do? You gotta be brave.
I believe in you.
Now, Calvin laces up new sneakers.
All right. Tracy inbounds to Calvin. Calvin, Joe's gonna set you a pick. If they double team, you get the ball back to Tracy.
Listen, guys.
He looks around at his teammates.
Whether we make the playoffs or not, it's gonna be my last game.
What?
What you mean, man?
I'm ready to be a regular kid again. That's what I want.
Coach Wagner smiles as Jode hangs his head.
Come on, y'all. I got faith in you guys. Let's go out here and let's go win this thing, man. Come on, y'all.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's
go. Let's go. Come on, y'all. Teamwork on three. One, two, three.
Teamwork!
Biggest ball of the season for the Knights. It comes in to Calvin Cambridge. The little guy goes to the dribble against Vince Carter. Tries right to shake and bake. It didn't work this time.
I can't do this.
Calvin goes to take the shot, but Vince Carter blocks it. Tracy grabs the ball and passes it to Calvin, who leaps in the air to catch it. Carter towers over Calvin, and he looks to Tracy.
You can do it!
Veering back to shoot the ball, Carter leaps to block him, but Calvin dribbles under Carter's legs. Then more defenders approach. He passes the ball to Tracy. Leaping in the air, Tracy shoots the ball and sinks the basket.
The Knights win! The Knights win! Ladies and gentlemen, the Knights are going to the NBA playoffs for the first time in franchise history! Unbelievable!
Balloons and confetti rain down over the court as Tracy embraces Coach Wagner and Calvin celebrates with his fellow orphans. Now Tracy picks up Calvin in a hug, then Calvin and Murph high five in the locker room.
Playoffs, baby!
Calvin wears a basketball net around his neck.
Did it, man!
Yeah, man, we did.
Tracy and Calvin smile at each other, then Tracy's shoulders heave as Calvin pulls the net over his head.
Guess I won't be seeing you anymore.
Jeez, come on, man, the press wants to see us, man, come on!
The Boyds enter.
Calvin, congratulations, my dear.
You're going to the Cirque to celebrate.
You'll love the French cooking. Oh, yes.
I meet you guys outside the car, man.
Okay.
All right, dear.
We're so proud of you.
Wonderful. Just wonderful.
Calvin watches as the Boyds leave the locker room, then looks across to Coach Wagner giving a press statement. Calvin walks through the celebrating players and over to the coach. They bump fists.
Congratulations, Calvin.
Miss you, Coach.
We're gonna miss you too. But I'm glad you finally got what you really needed. There'll always be a place on this team for you.
Thanks, Coach.
Calvin pats Coach Wagner on the shoulder.
Good luck.
In the arena, Calvin walks across the court, strewn with balloons, streamers, and confetti. Stopping in center court, he places his hands on his hips as he looks around the stands, then down to the floor. Nodding, a smile spreads across his face as he glances to the ceiling. Outside the Staples Center, the Boyds stand in an empty parking lot near a car. Exterior lights turn off around the stadium as Mr. Boyd paces in front of the car. He holds his arms out, then turns to his wife.
I wonder what's keeping Calvin.
At the orphanage, the door slowly opens and Calvin enters, carrying his gym bag. Murph walks into the foyer and up to Calvin. Calvin sets down his gym bag as he stares at Murph.
Wow. Never thought you'd turn down the Boyds.
Me neither. Somehow, it just didn't feel right.
Murph and Calvin hug.
Welcome back. Thanks, Murph.
Murph picks up Calvin's bag, and they walk into another room. Daytime, on the blacktop, Calvin smiles, then throws a basketball at the hoop. It bounces off the rim, then drops in.
So, man, you gotta tell me, what was best part about being in the NBA?
Calvin smirks.
Room service.
Room service? What's room service?
You're in your hotel room. You pick up the phone, you dial 6. Tell them what food you want, they'll bring the food up to your hotel room for free.
Nah, you just messing with me, right?
No, not at all.
Should have that around here sometime.
Ox hands Calvin the ball, then runs away.
We should.
Tracy stands behind Calvin.
Room service.
Pausing mid-shot, Calvin's lips part, then he slowly turns to Tracy.
Tracy.
So now you're telling me
that after everything that we've been through together, that's what you like best. Room service.
What are you doing here?
Tracy smiles.
I'm here with the team. They see the nicest sponsor in the home now.
Calvin cranes his neck to see movers carrying in a couch.
That's great.
Jode guides a sign reading Chesterfield Group Home, sponsored by the Los Angeles Knights.
Guys, go a little to the left.
How's that?
That's good. Good.
Reg, whatever happened to the guy that used to run this place, Bittleman?
No one's seen him since Calvin's last game. Something about a bet he didn't have the money to cover.
Now Murph steps out of the orphanage and slowly walks down the stairs. He gazes at the yard, spotting Tracy and Calvin walking together.
There's gonna be a lot of changes around here.
Yeah, I can see that already.
Yes. And too bad you're not gonna be around to enjoy them.
What do you mean?
Well, things are going great with the team now. Everything's going well with my father. I have furniture in the house, but still something missing. And I heard it through the grapevine that you're still looking for a father.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tracy nods lightly.
That's great. Because what I'm missing is a son.
Calvin's face curls into a smile that Tracy returns. They embrace as Murph watches from the stairs with a miserable expression. Murph turns to head back into the orphanage as Tracy and Calvin stop hugging.
Thanks, Dad. Murph! Hey, Murph, come here!
Murph trots down the stairs.
You know what today is, right?
What?
It's two for one orphan day. You take one orphan, and then you get another one.
Two for one orphan day.
I mean, if that's okay with you.
Hey, Murph.
Hey, tea time.
You know I'm going to take Calvin home with me today.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
But you know what? We were kind of hoping that you'd come too.
Me, Murph, we're going home.
Going home!
They all hug.
Here.
That's right, going home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we get the allowance?
Hello?
Yeah, can I drive the Escalade home?
What?
We get season 2.
At Tracy's mansion.
Woo!
In a bedroom, Murph fires toy balls from a launcher at Calvin, who jumps across a set of twin beds. A corkboard on the wall shows a picture of Reg with a man and a woman. The title reads, Meet My New Family. Tracy slams Calvin down into a bed as Murph hits his new dad with a pillow, and Calvin jumps on his back.
All right, let's get some sleep, guys. Here we go.
Calvin gets into bed.
All right. Good night, guys.
Good night, Dad.
Good night, Dad.
Hey, you want me to leave light on for you?
The view slowly moves in on Calvin as he smiles.
Nah, I'm cool.
Tracy turns off the lights as Calvin lays down in bed. Cut to black. A series of bloopers play. Calvin covers his mouth as his tongue peeks out. Tracy walks, covered in paint. Then Calvin leaps on his back, and they both fall.
How was it?
A clip shows the cheerleaders dancing. Calvin spins on an airplane chair, then falls. He flips in front of a blue screen. Articles of clothing fly at Murph. A stuffed animal bounces off Murph's head.
What's her name?
Calvin waggles his fingers at us. Calvin moves Tracy's mandible up and down. Coach Wagner claps his hands. Frank Bernard rocks in his seat. Calvin waves his hand over his face, then points at us.
Thank you.
you very much. Oh, we're cutting?
No, you don't even need to cut. Don't cut.
Yeah. Oh, now I gotta act before I play a game, huh?
You gotta do that again.
Oh, okay, you want me? Oh, here I come. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. You always my coming.
I ain't no actor, man. I'm a basketball player.
I'm a great actor.
I'm at the trap. I'm at the trap. Yeah.
Clips show Calvin and Murph falling down. In the locker room, Calvin and Tracy wear matching suits, and Tracy walks away. Calvin places his hands on his hips, then dances in a jerky motion as the other teammates watch. He spins in a circle, then throws his head back.
The night MJ scored 63 points when the Lakers won titles back to back. Didn't give nobody no kind of slack. When Vince Carter came, stuck his arm in the rim, everybody went crazy in the whole damn gym. Dikembe Mutombo standing tall, playing D with desire. His basketball sing.
Cool.
Just blaze, make it not.
Ladies, if you're walking through the mall and you hear somebody say,
easy,
you gotta turn back at them. And you know what? I gotta do the same thing.
Come on. Tell them what's up.
That's that new 2003 car, ladies.
For show.
For shizzle.
It's so.
See them looking back at me and they saying what up. I'm too young to wife something, so you know my game pumping like, baby, let's talk, let's hang, do something. What about them digits, can I get that? And here I am, bye, Weezy, let's go.
All I'm trying to do is get my dough. Yeah. I'm your boy, you my girlfriend,
sing to me now.
I ain't in no kind of rush to grow up, so slow up. Yeah. I'm just playing a game.
Audio description by Deluxe. Voice by Julian Smith.